Probably, if you won't find this particular video or the audio on the podcast interesting in next couple of seconds, what you're going to do is you're going to pause and move to the next one, or move to the next experience, move to the next podcast, move to the next episode, or just going to shut this whole thing, go to the Instagram, watch reels. That is happening because we have unlimited possibilities of options. We have unlimited things to select from. And as a result, we kind of switch very quickly if things are not interesting for us in those next couple of seconds. That is basically the reel effect. And we, because of the practice of scrolling throughout the day, we are also getting into this whole habit of, if I don't find this particular thing interesting in next 10 to 15 seconds, I'm going to switch. I'm going to look at something else and feed my brain with something else. Again, the whole cycle continues. That doesn't mean you're going to get tons of value out of the whole experience because of your filtration and selective selection of material or resources to consume. But definitely, you would switch. Because now, if I just make this whole thing boring for you, if I stretch it right now also, don't you feel the need right now to change and watch something else or see or look at something else or listen to something else? I'm purposely taking the pause because I want you to realize that this happens, and this happens to me all the time. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the reel effect.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
Being a creator, whenever I'm trying to create something, now I'm under pressure of basically impressing you within few seconds. Be it the reel, be it post on Instagram, be it a video on YouTube, be it the audio on podcast. I'm constantly under pressure that how do I lock you in so that I get to spend that time with you, or you get to spend that time, or you spend, not get to, you can do anything, you spend that time with my content, because that is going to help me build something, that is going to help me build a body of work which is meaningful, that is going to help me reach more people, and potentially at some point can help me make some money, which is not the case right now, and that is not the driving force for this particular venture in my life. So that is the constant pressure for me as a creator. And I'm not sure if it's good or bad, but that is definitely a struggle. From your side, as I said, you are constantly under the pressure of changing if it's not good. And earlier, we used to have limited options. Earlier, we didn't have so many things to consume. Earlier, even YouTube mentality was changing a video, clicking on another video and letting it start and watching the ad in the first place and then watching the video or searching for the next video. It still needed some more steps. But now with the reel kind of situation, just scroll and move to the next one. Scroll and move to the next one. And you are kind of naturally selecting what is more interesting for you, letting the algorithm know what is good to feed you with in your feed. Wow, it's called feed. Nice. So the reel effect is quite alarming because, as I said, naturally, because of the practice, we are not giving chances to things. I'm not saying you should watch my video and give them a chance if it's not interesting. No, it's not a struggle. I'm not talking as a creator right now. I'm talking as a person. The struggle is because even in real life, real experiences, if I don't like, we switch. We don't give it a shot. Earlier, when you watch a long movie, or even today when we watch a long movie, we subscribe to it from that mentality. We give time to context creation. We give time for premise. We give time for backstories. We give time to flashback so that the whole experience is interesting. By the end of it, we get a payoff. We watch the movie, come out, most of the times, in my case, with heavy eyes, because I cry in movies. I'm not ashamed of it at all. I enjoy crying. That's not a sentence to put out. I enjoy being emotional if the movie is asking me to be, and I feel for it, and I get it, and it's interesting for me. So that is also one of the things which you get it. The emotions are definitely worth going through. But that movie mentality is a long form content. The short form content which we go through daily, if it's day in and day out, is tough. Because I find myself, even in physical world, not if I'm not impressed, I just move ahead. And I'm not sure for how long we can sustain like that, because there is a constant pressure in our head also to pick something and move, and there is a constant pressure to fill the void, fill the blank spaces in our life, fill the time where we're just sitting and we just need to do something. We just have to do something. I feel it very intensely. Like, I can't just sit right now doing nothing. Like, I either have to pick a book or I just scroll through Instagram, and I'm not able to deal with my blank downtime. Not a downtime, it's a blank time or a void time. And I know in our episodes, we don't discourage by the end of the episode. The whole point is to refresh you with something, to give you some mental food or mental thoughts to think about, because these are not the facts which we are talking. These are more subjective point of views on life and creative world and entrepreneurship. So it's more like triggers to think about. So as a challenge word, I would like you to sit down, do nothing for a second, keep the phone aside and see what your brain thinks of doing next. Let's just observe that. And just that observation would kind of help us understand where we are heading as a human being, as a species. Well, that's still broad, but as a person where we are heading. I'm also going to do that for myself. And I hope we find something where there is no harm in going through multiple things all the time. There is no harm. But even after consuming and even after going through so much of stuff, at the end of the day, I do not feel complete. And I think to feel complete and content and peaceful, I think we need those blank times. We need those voids. Because those are the times where our brain kind of analyzes what happened and kind of stores it in a way that is useful for us. And I think we need more of that. So that's pretty much it from today's episode. If you have a friend like me, who is always on the reels, even when you meet them, they are on the reels. I don't do it usually. But if you have such friend, share this episode with them. Give them some mental thought and a trigger to think about. But that said, guys, thank you so much for staying till the end and listening to my mental brain jam about reel effect. And with that, take care, stay safe, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace out.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.